Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Keisha Rogers, who's running as the candidate against Al Green in the Houston district. She's an independent for Trump. She supports the LaRouche Foundation Belt and Road System, which will replace NAFTA. We want to talk about all our platform, whether it's health care and borders, etc. She's a very brilliant candidate and definitely needs to be the independent candidate in that district in Houston. So we'll be getting Keisha here shortly. I want to go over some of the news. I talked earlier this morning to Tate Anderson and gave my information regarding the reason why the media are being shut down with regard to Apple podcasts with Alex Jones and the social media attack on Alex. And again, it's not just Alex because he's a big kahuna. It is all social media. Last year when I was doing a broadcast with one of our Christian co-hosts, I was just putting up the text to do a discussion on a Christian issue in a book that he had done. It was a part three, I think. And I put up a comment called the Mountain of Muhammad, which is actually well known in Turkey as that's the name of the mountain. And literally, after I put that text up, they shut me from doing automatic, what's called simulcast to YouTube, and it's been shut ever since. So don't be surprised if we're being silenced. Even Donald Trump's 6.9 million Twitter account per month has actually been reduced, I think, 4.1, even though he's more popular now, even among not only his base, but also independents. And, of course, the popularity among blacks has increased by double since last year. So what we have to understand is that's going on as the deep state, which includes rogue elements I call the mob inside the CIA. It did something horrifying with Constellus, which is a branch, breakoff of the Blackwater Security, which changed its name to Academy. They were involved with the clean out and torture of 19 Saudi Arabian very wealthy princes. One of those princes, by the way, as I mentioned to Ted this morning, they attached electrodes to his testicles, and when they shocked him, he had a heart attack and died there while they're torturing him. So I have independent sources in the Middle East that shows me that Constellus is not blood-free. These are maniacs here, private security force hired by the CIA to do the torture for the Saudi government with the current Prince Alawid Salem. And what's going on is the CIA is doing this because they're trying to shut down social media supporting Trump. And of course we know Alex has supported Trump along with us and many others, but they want to go after the big guys first because then they can kind of try to frighten us into behavior. Now next month the director of Twitter is going to be before Congress. We've had Facebook, of course we had MySpace before they got destroyed because they were doing selective work as well against the population. And it's very likely that Facebook, unless they're converted to a utility where they can't do these kind of selective things and only with calls for terrorism and so on are selectively suppressed, they shouldn't suppress points of view that are what we call constitutionally okay. Wonderful. We got Keisha now. So Keisha, I was just talking about the silencing of the media by the deep state, and we want to get onto your topics. You sent me a couple of articles I think are very appropriate, let's go over those specific articles and your viewpoints, because you want to run as a candidate against Al Green as an independent for Trump. You support the Belt and Road Initiative as a replacement for NAFTA. And you have some other platforms that I want you to discuss today. For those listeners in Houston, they need to know they need to vote for Keisha Rogers, independent for Congress in the Texas 9 District, TX9. Tell us what the story is and how did they get to your website and support you?
Hi, Dr. Deagle. Yes, thanks for having me on. So we are really taking off with the campaign right now. I was heading out to a campaign rally event just as you were calling. People should definitely get on board with the campaign. How people can actually join my campaign is, one, going to my website at KeishaRogers.com. And then also, as you mentioned, the national perspective in terms of what I'm doing right now with the campaign is addressing an economic solution to the decades of NAFTA, IMF looting policies. And this statement that you referenced, and you should put this up on the website.
Yeah, I'll have the links up, yeah.
Okay, yeah, on NABRI, the North American Belt and Road Initiative. What this is that the United States has a unique opportunity right now to join with and get on board the economic development plan for a return to physical and economic and capital improvements. And as people know, this is something for the last 10 years in my previous campaigns and also what my campaign is dedicated to right now around the platform of building great projects for a great America. What I've just unleashed in the recent statement and proposal that's actually taking off in a massive way called the North American Belt and Road Initiative. It has been translated into Spanish as well, and this is to join the United States in North America with Mexico, nations throughout Latin America, and also for Canada, these nations to join together with the Belt and Road Initiative, which means high science driver programs, massive productive jobs. What it means is addressing the immigration and the poverty crisis, addressing the crisis of the drug cartels. And I'll just say that in the district that I'm running in, this is a very serious problem. And it's not just a serious problem for my district, but we have a national epidemic of drug infestation and deaths due to the overdose, drug overdose, where many people that I think it was just, I was reporting this earlier today on another radio program I was on, 70,000 people in the United States died of a drug overdose estimated in 2017, just the last year.
Well, what do you think is the roots of the addiction problem, especially in the inner cities, not only black but Hispanic and white? What do you think is the underlying roots for the drug problem?
The root is a lack of job opportunity, hopelessness, a lack of a national mission orientation. And this is why my campaign focus on a return to a mission orientation that, such as we had under President John F. Kennedy with the space program.
Right. So 75% of people that go to prison have previous prosecutions and they can't get a job even if it's a minor felony leaving prison. So it's a major problem, the lack of employability and skill sets. It's also related to biological factors, related to perhaps genetic predispositions and poor diet, which predispose to addictability, and the lack of fatherlessness in these communities, which could be fixed with the rearrangements of our priorities to maintain what I would like to look at things, for example, I called workfare, which is not like any other workfare program, but the idea of not a minimum income like some we call socialists, but the idea of reverse tax and workfare where everybody has to work and in order to receive benefits, and we don't try to exclude men from the home even if they're not formally married so that we can have a father, because fatherlessness and the nutritional imbalances and the joblessness leads young people to become criminals, and once they become in the criminal justice system, even if it's a minor issue, when they go to prison, they go to what we call PhD level criminality school in prison. And they come out, and now they're
there. In essence, what we did under President Franklin Roosevelt with the CCC programs. In essence, this is what this was about, actually putting people to work in productive jobs, increasing the skill sets of your population. And you have a lot of unskilled people or those with skills that there's no productive work for them to actually carry out those skill sets.
Right. So, for example, if they go to prison, they should be immediately going to shop class and learning at least what we call skill sets to become electricians and plumbers and contractors, et cetera. And if you've done a year or two in prison, you've got your education now. You immediately are getting a special job placement program system. So job placement is the primary way to prevent criminality. Also, fixing the nutritional and genetic imbalances that predispose to abnormal behavior, and having some kind of mentoring program. So whether it's a senior adult, even for an elder adult, to have some kind of, we call, a stabilizing buddy program so that they feel like there's some connectedness to the community. That would make a big difference, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. And bringing out communities back together, exactly.
Exactly. And I know you're one of the senior intellectual minds in the LaRouche Foundation. I can tell talking to your friend Harley Schlanger and, of course, LaRouche himself. I want to see you not only rise in the ranks of becoming our congresswoman for Houston, I want you to also be a visionary for what the future has for America, which is like I call a defense-averse strategy, which means trade and starting to act like the collective of nations acts more like an organism to not only protect advanced technology to reduce damage to the ecosphere, but also to protect nation states, economies, and peoples and give them a sense of hope. Because a lot of the reason for drug addictions is a lot of sense of hopelessness in a world where there's no options for people in the inner city, or people who've had crime in the past, or people that don't have are fatherless, or people who've had poor nutrition or have a genetic heritage where if they're vaccinated, they're more likely to have behavioral problems. So I want to see a defense-averse strategy. I call it DOE. And that fits in perfectly with LaRouche's ideas and yours, that we need to start with America to become an example of how we can set up a national health plan, a defense of borders, a rational immigration system, a work program like Bracero 2, so the people that want to come here to work from all over the world, including China for high-speed rail or Central South America, we can be compassionate but rational on all of these things, can't we?
It's true, and right now what's required is that we have to go back to a standard set by the American system of political economy under Alexander Hamilton. The role of the investment in a national banking system, and this is one of the proposals that I'm making with this North American Belt and Road Initiative, that first of all, we have to rid of the geopolitics and the system of IMF, NAFTA, monetary looting, which is a lose-lose strategy. It didn't help the United States, NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, nor did it help any of the Latin American countries, Mexico, or anything else that was involved with it. It is what we need is a new system of thinking, and that's what's emerging right now with the Belt and Road Initiative and the commitment to a final, complete eradication of poverty. And people have to start thinking big in this way. And I think that what LaRouche has been proposing, that the United States join together with Russia, China, India for a four major powers agreement and solution to kick the and wipe out this whole IMF or the British financial system.
Well, the British IMF financial system is a system believing what's called balloon financing. In other words, they believe in ballooning the economy the fastest way you can get rich is to actually do amalgamations of major transnational corporations like AT&T taking other companies up. It's not building infrastructure. It's not building an economy that includes everybody, including the so-called lower middle class and lower classes. And it doesn't actually create infrastructure or means of production, tool and die, infrastructure, high-speed rail, fiber optics for everyone. For example, if I was to say, what should America be, say, by 2030, which is, 12 years from now, it should be every city and town should have high-speed rail. We should have northern, mid, and lower, and coastal high-speed rail lines. Every child in America should have access to high-speed fiber optic in their home or school. Everybody should have the option to have schools where they can go to get properly trained and so on, so that we don't have 6 million jobs, like Mike Rose says, are not filled with people with skill sets to do things like plumbing and electrical, etc. We should have a system where we have, you know, it's not free, like, you know, Ocasio-Cortez says, but it should be affordable for everybody to get an education. We don't want to have stranglehold on the young people with so much debt they can never buy a house or a car or get married.
But we want a system. You have to realize we're dealing with a post-Bretton Woods system, and what that means
is
that the system that was put in place under, you know, put in place by people such as former President Nixon in 1971, which was the turning point for the breakthroughs in economic science that LaRouche made, because he warned about this. With the post-Bretton Woods system, is to go from toward a floating exchange rate system where nations, the currencies of nations and how they would operate would be completely chaotic, and that you would go away from a commitment to physical, economic, and scientific, technological progress with nations working together through the creation of a fixed exchange rate system. So why is this important? Because, look, we have to have a system right now where people are not thinking about how you're going to pay for building these basic economic infrastructure, and not just that, but improving the conditions of life through breakthroughs and new science driver programs such as fusion energy, nuclear power, space advancements, that you can't do this by thinking in a monetary system.
Well, you part of it is compartmentalization. To be honest with you, off the shelf, and I've mentioned it for 9 years now, how to build a Tokamak fusion reactor. I have a background in quantum nuclear physics, and I can tell you, I can give you the specific drivers and technical specs of how to do everything from genetic engineering, new phytoplankton to increase the oxygen and the carbon oxygen cycle in the ocean, how to create tokamak fusion reactors, how to change our power distribution to what's called plasma lines instead of above ground. They should be buried plasma lines for distribution of power. We should have systems of storing power like my niece developed, which is now being sold to countries around the world. Danielle Deagle-Fong, her father is from Shenzhen, China, who immigrated to Canada, and she had her PhD in plasma physics at master's at 13 and PhD at 18 from one of the top universities in America. What I want people to understand is what we're doing is a lot of the stuff's off the shelf, but we've hidden it. The Chinese, for example, are not hiding it. They had signed 5 years ago 3,500 of their top engineers and nuclear physicists to pursue nuclear fusion energy. They're looking at other technology, and to be honest with you, they're more forward-thinking in China, believe it or not, than we are in the West, because they've looked at some of the things we've done correctly in the past, and they've incorporated them, and we've actually forgotten things we did correct, like Hamiltonian business and technological advances we had to do to respond to the British blocking us to having looms and the ability to even make guns or materials for farming. So we've created things in the past that the Chinese have studied and incorporated after the 29 crash, and we haven't. Mm-hmm. We've actually let the balloon economy just even balloon more and pour more public money into ballooning the banks 40% bigger while the small banks disappear. It's craziness, isn't it?
Right. So we have to go back to a national banking and credit system and invest in the real economy again, putting people back to work in productive jobs. I mean, it's not, the saying goes, it's not rocket science.
Right. But, you know, Houston is one of the biggest examples of a city with multicultural city that has more potential than almost anywhere else in America and more innovative people. But it's, you know, the thing is with Al Green and the Democrats, they want to go backwards. I mean, and people don't understand socialism as is preached by Bernie Sanders and Ocasio-Cortez is not what we're talking about. I want to see universal health care for all Americans that's affordable. I want to see occupational medicine that's incorporated in health care so it doesn't increase the cost of a vehicle $12,000 built in Ohio compared to Ontario, Canada. I want to see a system where we don't have dangers of fire because we have proper remediation of federal and state lands in California. There's a little Twitter war going on.
We don't have water diversion programs.
That create more problem. And we start using primary water or bringing icebergs from Antarctica up here or new systems of getting primary water with Paul Power from the Primary Water Institute. Basically, there's a solution for every one of these problems. And a lot of these ideas have their nascent origins in the LaRouche Foundation. I consider them the primary philosopher for the 21st century for energy flux density and the recreation of a stable, non, what we call, extinction level event, Earth. I call it DOA policy from LaRouche, and that's where I see your candidacy is so important.
Have you
through the segment, and I'm going to get some simulcast if we can, if not tomorrow, sometime in the next few days. I'd like to, Saturday or Sunday, be on for a 5 or 10 minute simulcast talking about some of these issues that we'll put up on Vimeo and on YouTube and our other social media. You have another article here. There's less talk about making America great again, MAGA, and the midterm elections. A lot of these issues, including the alternative media, are shutting people down. In fact, they're threatening that if you don't agree with anthropogenic global warming, they're going to block you at these social media networks because it's considered dogma and not science. And if you decide not to agree, they're not going to dialogue with you whether they have scientific proof of what they say. They're just going to silence you. Now, I'm an expert in this area. I did my PhD in oceanography in 1973, and I was one of the founding members of Greenpeace. So I got away from them when I started spraying seal pups with red dyes so the narwhals, the killer whales, would throw them into the air and eat them like hors d'oeuvres. And I got real mad at them when they started becoming sided with people like George Soros and globalist organizations, when they really became an arm of what we call the deep state, trying to manipulate and change the science so they would say, if you don't reduce carbon credits and carbon generators, that's us, you're somehow going to kill the planet and turn us into Venus. And even the Pope, being an idiot, has made statements on this. Now, I'm going to tell you what's going on. Firstly, we are poisoning the upper benthic layer of the oceans, which is a carbon oxygen cycle. That's bad. So our oxygen has dropped from 21 to 19% in the last 20 years. We've therefore increased the amount of ultraviolet B, C, and D light, which are A will tan you, B will burn you, C will give you cancer, and D will go through the side of a building. We're increasing cosmic background radiation and X-rays to ground level, which is harmful to all life forms and crops. And what we're doing is we're now seeing, it's not a number of SUVs or humans that are causing the problem, it's pollution of the oceans, which we could stop and have recycle everything. And in fact, we haven't stopped Fukushima Daiichi. All the support companies are American, and TEPCO is only an umbrella company. And so we're continuing to see massive radiation punching holes in the ozone layer in the northern hemisphere. And then we have post-geriatric nuclear reactors that are actually releasing radiotoxins that are toxic to the ozone layer in our troposphere. Now, that's just part of it. The other part is that we're getting release of methane hydrates from the ocean floors, on the coasts, and permafrost, and it's because we're about to see what's called a lithospheric disjunction between the crust of the Earth and the mantle, and that means in the next decades we're going to see a crustal slip maybe up to 1,200 miles over several months. And this will be cataclysmic with superquakes all over the planet, release of volcanoes like the Mount Vesuvius off of Italy, and major, basically oceanic volcanoes like the Cascadia subduction zone off of the Washington and Oregon coast lines, where the natives have a ceremony that roughly every 300 years there's a massive tsunami strikes the coast and kills a lot of people, what they call the dance of the thunder god. Now, if you don't know these things happen relatively frequently, not far apart, and you don't understand the methane hydrates are released from the deep parts of the earth because we're about to see a whole series of superquakes, and the globalists know this, but they want to tag it to humans and anthropogenic warming. That's why they want to reduce populations, burn out cities. I have proof of direct energy weapons on top of all the other climatic things like blocking highs to block the water coming in from the what's called the Pineapple Express to California. They're doing this because they want to burn out communities and move populations from the coastal areas to massive, we call ICLEI, United Nations Resilient Cities. This is a globalist 2030 Agenda 21 population reduction policy. And if you think it's made up and it's a theory, you're an idiot, and you're going to die in your own spit, vomit, and diarrhea. That's the facts. Now, it's not open to opinion anymore. And people think, oh, it's open to opinion. No, it's not. It's settled. It's over. You can read the World Watch Institute. You can read the Foreign Affairs Journal back to 1973. You can read all kinds of open documents besides the classified access I have or the science I know. This is not open to your damned opinion. And the problem is people like yourself will fix it if we get you in the proper positions of power, because it's not being addressed by, which can be by science and collaboration of nations to have a defensive Earth policy, because we're not ready for a coronal mass ejection. China makes all the UHF right. transformers in the world now. If you don't contract with China to build them, you don't have 10,000 UHF transformers in America. The total world production is only 200 per year. Dr. Pai, who's actually on the council, was ignored by Obama. Now Trump is at least talking to Dr. Pai and his team. We have a hardener power grid against acute coronal mass ejection, which is likely to happen. They happen every 150 years. And if a coronal mass ejection happened now, it wouldn't just fry the telegrapher's hands and start fires in the rail ties. It would end civilization as we know it. And we're not ready for it, and we're not preparing for a damn thing, including Al Green and the dumb Democrats wanting to rip down Trump. They're not facing the music, are they?
No, they're not. And, I mean, this is what, as you just said, right now, the key is that we have to look at the power of mankind in transforming the noetic powers of the human mind in transforming our biosphere, that all of these problems and all of these things that...
They're all solvable. They're all solvable. We have godlike powers to solve this. We have godlike powers to solve them, don't we? And brilliant people like you and LaRouche need to be in power so we can do it, right?
Right. Because the key thing is we have less than 3 months now to transform history, to actually bring this nation back to the standards of economic progress as under the American system of political economy, commitment toward scientific advanced technology driver, and as we did under President John F. Kennedy, as we once had a commitment to the advancement of society, because the key right now is that this is what the British Empire wants to see destroyed, any potential, any direction toward fulfilling that potential to be stopped immediately. And this is why, while you have people like Al Green, my opponent, and Maxine Waters, and some of these other guys who are completely creating policies that are, you know, pushing the impeachment of Trump. If
right.
this happens before, by the time the midterm election, if we don't stop this Mueller-Gate swamp witch hunt operation, then the things that we're talking about in terms of actually putting the United States back on the right trajectory toward progress will not be fulfilled. And
right.
so this is what we have to start thinking about right now, is that we're not waiting to see what's going to happen in the midterm election and waiting to see if the president is going to do the right thing, if he can actually defeat this coup. But the American people, including those people who call themselves MAGA, you know, the question of make America great again, what does that mean? Well, we've defined the standards of what it means to make America great again.
Right.
So people have to get with the program.
Yeah, in other words, you've got specifics. You don't just use a tagline. You have a specific plan. These are
right.
tool and die, skill sets, ex-prison, infrastructure, redesigning our banking system to support new innovative ideas, expanding to create new economies. 90% of the new
transportation, yeah. high-speed rail programs,
right, everything
through fusion energy driver programs. The whole four laws of LaRouche lays out, as well as how to fund these projects through capital investments, and the fact that many of these programs. Someone asked me, you know, I was asked, how are you going to pay for these programs that you're actually proposing? Well, think about if you don't think in monetary standards, the idea of what we did with the space program, where for every dollar we put into the space program, we got something like $14 back or more.
Right.
And it paid for itself.
I guess what LaRouche has basically said, and you're saying, is if you don't go into space and solve the problems of seeing the Earth from space, you'll never solve the problems here on Earth.
Right. Yeah, and that the solve the problems is that you actually have to look outside of just the Earth itself. And the defense of Earth, as you just said, is absolutely important. And we got to get real scientists and people who are not going with fake science policies and actually saying, how are we going to address a threat? Are we going to go the way of the dinosaurs? How are we going to address the threat of a wiping out of our electric grid? grid. Or,
right, right. In fact, a pop is
mass ejection, or
three times the size of the asteroid that wiped out the dinosaurs, started the dinosaurs and wiped them out, because there are two periods of asteroid strikes. The apophis is coming in 11 years in April 2029. That's 11 years less from now. And its debris field could strike us. So we have to have a defensive Earth strategy, right? Contribute to your campaign, not only by just contributing financially, but prayerfully, but how do they contribute by getting your message out, Keisha? Your website is KeishaRogers.com, right?
KeishaRogers.com. I'm also on Twitter and Facebook, as long as they let me stay on there. Keisha Rogers, TX, which is KeishaRogers TX. And yes, I do not have the millions of dollars that Al Green has from the being kissed in the rear of the Financial Services Committee. So I do need financial support. Send your contributions in to...
I'll be sending some hard-earned money in to try to help.
Go to my website at KeishaRogers.com, and you can make a contribution there. And it's if you send a check in, it's Keisha Rogers 2018. And so we got to move on this very quickly, and I would appreciate all the support and all the help we can get, because we can win this, and I'm committed to winning.
Now, I'm concerned about the Rhino Republicans and what I call the dumb Democrats, who think attacking Trump is a good idea when Trump is actually going along with a lot of policies that, if he had the full flavor of it, he would bring in the protection of the bank systems that LaRouche and yourself and Harley Schlanger have been called for years with the Glass-Steagall Act.
Right.
With other things about the Hamiltonian funding of business to expand business infrastructure and tool and die and actual manufacturing in America. The fact is that policies of the Democrats and the Rhino Republicans are inward, and they're basically for the benefit of billionaires. They rape and pillage the banks that basically use the economic system of the hammer of our currency against smaller countries and smaller manufacturers and places in the world to increase their poverty. And remember, the drug trade, the human trade, and the organ trade is run by the mobsters inside the CIA, collected with mobsters of other countries around the world, whether it's the mobsters of Poroshenko in Kiev, they call him the chocolate king, but he's also the prostitution and the legal drug king. The fact is, $2 trillion go to the drug market run by the CIA. That's why Fast and Furious was run during the Obama years, because it's an illegal drug trade, and they supported guns to our cartels that work against the other cartels. So that's why they had guns without license numbers on them, because they weren't trying to track these guns. They were giving them guns to kill their competitors that were interfering with our drug trade, where we get our cut. That's what's going on.
That and the idea that we would give the HSBC, Hong Kong, Shanghai banks, and the cartels, the financial cartels of this drug money laundering, we'd give them a slap on the wrist. We would.
Well, that's why Comey and Podesta, Tony Podesta and his brother were both working at HSBC, laundering the money for the CIA and the FBI and the mobsters inside the government. Remember, they're not the whole CIA or the FBI. They're a mob with inside our intel agencies that Trump's trying to do. And we have a titanic battle now between military intelligence and the Pentagon fighting against the CIA mob and these intel agencies that have gone rogue, like the FBI, not interjecting when there's kids about to kill other kids in schools in Florida, or allowing bombs to occur or terrorism to happen. They're doing this on purpose because they want helter skelter. They don't care what skin color people are.
We have to eradicate the drugs. We have to eradicate the drug cartels.
But you got to get the root. You got to get the root. Though the root, the agency is funneling this money, $2 trillion a year, into off-world space projects, underground cities, all kinds of craziness that's going on. That's why when they harass and literally weaponize this program against the social media by attacking Prince Talal, who's trying to create a Silicon Valley in Saudi Arabia, rather than helping the Saudis to expand away from the oil industry, they actually, the CIA and Constellus threatened this guy. They had to shut down Alex Jones and others from social media. And, of course, he might shut you down because they don't want a word out of anybody trying to counteract people like Al Green, who wants to impeach Trump and the Trump MAGA. And, by the way, this is what's going on now. And they don't really, they're colorblind. They don't care what color skin you are if they're your mobsters. They'll use mobsters in Italy or China or anywhere because that's what mobsters do. They collaborate with other mobsters.
Yeah, like they did with former President Obama.
Right. So, exactly.
So this is the situation we're in right now, that we have, as I said before, we have a limited time, that what we're talking about is a long-term, future-oriented approach to transforming this nation and the relationship of the United States to the rest of the world toward advancements in the economic progress, mutual shared development of nations throughout the world. But this isn't going to happen as long as you have the United States being set back by this coup. And
right.
So in November, and prior to November, first of all, in the next, with the things happening so rapidly around this witch hunt against the president right now, we have to crush this. We have to put a stop to this Mueller-gate operation so we can move forward with these big ideas, with these solutions that I'm proposing, that LaRouche has been proposing for over decades now. And we have to commit ourselves. I wrote a statement recently, a policy on the idea of ending poverty in the United States by the year of 2030. China is already increased that commitment, and it's actually succeeded to a very large extent.
They've decreased poverty faster than any other nation in human history, haven't they?
Right. Yeah. And what's happening to us? You know, not only are we not decreasing the poverty, but thousands of our citizens are being lives are being taken through the negligence and through the drug. Legalization, through overdosing, through lack of mission and lack of future. So we're not going to be, I was saying this earlier, we're not going to be able to build these great projects if we have a society that's being, you know, that's being destroyed through a decreased mortality.
But it's not just being destroyed through incompetence, it's an organized plan of helter-skelter. People need to get that.
Incompetence, negligence, exactly.
Yeah, purposeful negligence.
Right. Exactly.
Nasty,
so,
isn't it?
It's very nasty. So that's why I have to win. I appreciate you having me on and having the support, because people have to get out of the old mode of thinking.
I consider you one of the most important non-GOP members because you're an independent for Trump, because it means that you're going to be there to kind of say, look, when Trump does something wrong, you'll stay it, like I do on the show. And when somebody does something right, but he needs to have what we call a Samuel Council. We're trying to organize one through my friend Scott Adams, who's on Thursdays. We need to organize where LaRouche is much closer association to be advisors to Trump, so we can get more advice than just the little cadre that have been filtered by General Kelly. What has to happen is some of these policies need to be put into place pretty quickly, because a defensive Earth strategy is important, whether it's a coronal mass ejection or a plague like the H7N9, it's only 3 gene changes away from being a major nation slayer, or geoclimatic changes because of methane hydrates are being released. If we had, for example, a massive surge of ozone, and I worked with the original biologist almost 45 years ago on this research, that if a surge of 45 minutes of a 90% drop in the ozone layer and ultraviolet light, our crops worldwide would collapse. That day is coming, because we're not prepared to protect our crops, our food supply, our water supply, or even our world from a CME or even a passing asteroid or asteroid debris field. We should be prepared. We should already be diverting Apophis that's going to be 11 years coming here. We should already have a collaborative space program to protect the Earth, and we're not doing it. And it requires all the nations that have the technical and the population capacity to do it to start collaborating now, because these dangers are coming quickly, aren't they? And they're basically a challenge to tell us to get out of the birth canal of Earth and for human beings to become an advanced species, changing, not only stabilizing the Earth, but also spreading to other planets and terraforming Mars and Titan, etc., and becoming a true galactic civilization. That transition's not going to occur unless LaRouche's ideas are put into place, right?
So yes, and let me just say, you know, people can call my office, especially if you live here in the Texas Houston area. You want to get involved, you want to get out on the street with us and educate, because this has been the success of our campaigns, of my campaigns for Congress before, and the fact that we're committed to getting out and creating a grassroots movement and particularly educating the population around these solutions. So the number is 713-999-3716, and you can call in, let me know if you have questions, you want to comment, or particularly how you can help out.
Repeat that number, please, Keisha.
713-999-3716.
Wonderful.
Thank
we need to get back on soon. Keisha, K-E-S-H-A, Rogers.com.
Yes.
Support Keisha. She's one of the key people. If you want to have a bright future, you need to have bright people that have a heart for America and for human beings and planet Earth, and have an empathy and a plan that LaRouche has laid out as a philosopher for decades, and he's persecuted and suffered for it in prison. So let's move on it. Let's support Keisha. Let's tell Al Green, go home. Your ideas should go home. And make sure that America's for everybody, of all nationalities, skin types, and levels of income, that we have no more poverty. We have total recycling. We have a defensive Earth strategy for all economies and for people on Earth.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.